Aparat saw the darkness close down on the ship and heard the sudden ceasing of the soft, distant purring of the hyperatomic motors. He exulted and from the pocket of his long robe withdrew a self-powered atomo bulb that filled the room with pearly light. He looked down at the two soldiers who, brave men though they undoubtedly were, writhed on their knees in the last extremity of mortal terror. "Save our souls, Your Reverence. We are poor men, ignorant of the crimes of our leaders," one whimpered. "Follow," said Aparat sternly. "Your soul is not yet lost." The ship was a turmoil of darkness in which fear was so thick and palpable it was all but a miasmic smell. Soldiers crowded close wherever Aparat and his circle of light passed, striving to touch the hem of his robe, pleading for the tiniest scrap of mercy. And always his answer was, "Follow me." He found Prince Lefkin groping his way through the officers' quarters, cursing loudly for lights. The admiral stared at the priest attendant with hating eyes.
"There you are."
Lefkin inherited his blue eyes from his mother, but there was that about the hook in his nose and the squint in his eye that marked him as the son of Venus. "What is the meaning of your treasonable actions? Return the power to the ship. I am commander here." "No longer," said Aparat, somberly. Lefkin looked about wildly. "Seize that man. Arrest him, or by space I will send every man within reach of my voice out the airlock in the nude." He paused and then shrieked, "It is your admiral that orders. Arrest him." Then, as he lost his head entirely, "Are you allowing yourselves to be fooled by this mountebank, this harlequin? Do you cringe before a religion compounded of clouds and moonbeams? This man is an impostor, and the galactic spirit he speaks of a fraud of the imagination devised to—" Aparat interrupted furiously. "Seize the blasphemer. You listen to him at the peril of your souls." And promptly, the noble admiral went down under the clutching hands of a score of soldiers. "Take him with you and follow me." Aparat turned, and with Lefkin dragged along after him and the corridors behind black with soldiery, he returned to the communications room. There, he ordered the ex-commander before the one televisor that worked. "Order the rest of the fleet to cease course and to prepare for the return to Anacreon." The disheveled Lefkin, bleeding, beaten, and half-stunned, did so. "And now," continued Aparat grimly, "we are in contact with Anacreon on the ultrawave beam. Speak as I order you." Lefkin made a gesture of negation, and the mob in the room and the others crowding the corridor beyond growled fearfully. "Speak," said Aparat. "Begin. The Anacreonian Navy." Lefkin began.